Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm
keep this book open to 129 because we're going to sing the last two verses at the end of our message this morning. Yes, nobody can hear it. Nobody can hear it. It's showing on. Need something? You got me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? All right. Okay. I got a little message here that I want to mention, and we'll have a quick prayer for this individual. Says a friend of Linda Kelly she's looking at a liver transplant. Please pray she gets it soon. So let's pray right now for Kelly. Y'all bow with me, please. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the opportunities that we have to come together to lift up our voice in prayer for brothers and sisters across the world. And dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you be with Kelly. We pray that you help her to find the transplant quickly that she needs. We pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you'll be with the doctors that minister to her and that you will bring her back to health once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunities that we have to come to you to ask for help in our time of need. For we know that we have a high priest, and that high priest knows our every need. And dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you be with us and forgive us of our sins. And we ask these things in your Son's holy name we pray. Amen. All right. Last week, we talked about the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge. And I hope that you remember last week, and I hope that you remember that I told you that this week is going to be the counterpart to that. Now, the beginning is in Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, it tells us this, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Without a doubt. And I asked this question last week. I asked this and I said, why did we first start obeying our parents? And remember, it was the fear of punishment. Now, Linda over here said it was because we love them. And I said, give me a week on that one. Got a little ahead of me. But as we look at the beginning of all knowledge, hellfire. That is the beginning of knowledge, because I want you to understand that when we get to the point that we fear things, it requires us to do something different. The song that we just sang, Amazing Grace, most of us know it by heart. We've heard it so many times. We know it by heart, and it's a verse. Interesting.
The knowledge of God and His grace and His love for us teaches us to fear what could happen if we don't follow Him. But there's another part of that verse, and that chapter 4, verse 18, it says these words, perfect love drives out what? Remember in the song Amazing Grace, grace taught my heart to fear. But then grace, my fears relieve. Grace taught me to fear, and grace, my fears relieve. Now, as we look at this and we understand this better, we see fear of God, the fear of punishment that brings us to wisdom, that brings us to knowledge, that we need a Savior, that we need salvation through Jesus Christ.
That brought us to that point.
And therefore, it is God's grace in which my fears are relieved. Now, I want you to know something, and I'm going to tell you this. When my mother was older, I never feared punishment from her. I told you when she died, she was 94 years old, and she was about 95 pounds. And I've told you that my right leg weighs more than my mother weighed. Okay? So I didn't fear her. And she'd always look at me and she'd say, you're not too big, I can't spank you. I didn't fear that. But if she picked up the phone and called me and she said to me, she said, I need you to do something for me, I was out the door on the way. Now this is what was brought up last week. Once we get older and once our parents get older and stuff, we don't fear their wrath. But we do for them because why? We love them. You see that? Before my mother passed away, I didn't do for her because I felt like that I would be in trouble and get grounded or something. No. I did it because I loved her. The same thing goes with God. At this stage in my life, I want you to understand something, and I want you to know it well. I do not fear punishment from God. And I'm not trying to be arrogant. I'm not trying to say something that's weird or wild out there or something that, oh, you got to fear God. No. I don't anymore. And the reason why I don't is because the same love that I had for my mother, I've got for God. And if God asks me to do something, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to move. I'm going to do. And it's not because I fear punishment if I don't. What it is that I love God, so therefore, I'm going to do it. And this verse in 1 John chapter 1, verses 4, First John chapter 4, verse 18, tells us that perfect love drives out all fear. Understand it. I had that perfect love for my mother. I've got the same perfect love for God. Perfect love drives out all fear. Now, question. What is perfect love? Simple. God is love. God is perfect love. And His love is manifested to all of us through His Son, Jesus Christ. We could add a couple of things in John 3:16 to make this understandable a little bit better. God so perfectly loved the world that He gave His perfect Son. God so perfectly loves us that He gave His perfect Son to die for us on the cross. What an amazing story. Do you realize how much God loves you? Sometimes we don't. But I want you to know that God loves you so much that He's willing to give His perfect Son. Perfect love is God. Perfect love is His Son. And with that perfect love, it drives out all fear. How do you obtain that perfect love? Some of us have, and I believe that I have. Because again, I don't have any fear of His punishment, but what instead I have is the love of God that He has given me so that I am willing to and encouraging others to do the will of God. How do we obtain it? The first way we do is we must obey His Word. We're talking a little bit about faith this morning. In faith, first act of faith, obedience to His Word. And obedience to His Word is in Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And be baptized every one of them for the remission of sin, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Realize exactly what that says. That's the first act of perfect love. Obedience.
Jesus said, if you love me,
you will obey my commandments.
If you love me, you will obey me. So therefore, realize this, that perfect love starts with obedience
to his perfect word. Short of the glory of God. There was only one person
that walked the face of this earth that was perfect,
and I am him. You're not either. I know some of you. But I want you to understand this, that perfect love comes from God. Perfect love comes from his grace. Perfect love comes from Jesus Christ. So how do we stay in his good graces? How do we stay in perfect love if we fall short and can't do everything that he expects us to do? Again, this is where God's grace comes in. Because if we look at this in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Now, this is one of my favorite verses. And I'm going to tell you that it's one of my favorite verses. If you've got a highlighter, highlight it in your Bible, underline it, circle it, do whatever, because this verse tells us something very important. It tells us that when we fall short, because we have put on God's perfect love through his Son, Jesus Christ, if we fall short, we can always come back. I had a person ask me several years ago. He said, well, I haven't been to church in years. This was a Christian person. Or at one time, he was. So I haven't been to church in years. I've fallen away completely. I'm doing all these different things. I'm doing all these things that I shouldn't do. Would God take me back? You bet he would. Look at what it says there in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he, God, is faithful and righteous so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you this because it's important for you to realize that as we grow older, as things change in our life, the types of things that tempt us change. The things that tempted me back in my 20s and 30s do not tempt me now. I can just tell you this. For example, I am not tempted to go run 2 miles. Got it. Not tempted to do that. But I am tempted to eat an extra slice of pie.
So realize the things that I am tempted to do now are not the things that I was tempted to do 20, 30 years ago. But I want you to understand this. There still are temptations. And until the day that you pass from this life, you're still going to be tempted. And I am guiltier today of the sin of omission rather than commission. Know what that is?
Yes.
The sin of commission is doing what you know to be wrong.
The sin of omission is not doing what you know to be right. I'm guilty of that today. There are times when I should speak up, believe it or not. There are times that I should keep my mouth shut, and I don't. But I want you to realize that as you grow, the temptations will change. But while those temptations change, I want you to understand something. You will fall short. And if you fall short, you have a way back. Ask for forgiveness, and you shall receive. That's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. To ask for forgiveness, and then you shall receive. Folks, that's God's grace. That's the perfect love that He has given to us. And with that perfect love, we also come to the point that we understand and we love one another more than we used to. We love one another more than we used to. Now I say this because this is important for us to realize that the second greatest commandment is what? Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the second greatest commandment. Well, in that second greatest commandment, our love for one another grows also as our love for God grows. I quoted just a minute ago Romans 3:23. But realize what Romans 3:23 says. All have sinned. You can always be real condemning of other people's sins, but you find excuses for your own. Have y'all done that in the past? Quit it. It's your fault. You did it. Don't blame somebody else. I was the one that did that. Yes, I was tempted, but realize what Paul says. With every temptation, there is a way out. I don't have to fall under temptation. I did it. My fault. And if I realize how much God has forgiven me, how much He has loved me, how much grace has been bestowed upon me, then how in the world could I blame you for you doing something wrong? I cannot. I cannot condemn you for that. But what I will do with you is I'm going to quote 1 John chapter 4, verse 12. Because, folks, that's the way to get back. If you've messed up, if you've stumbled, if you've fallen, ask for forgiveness. And you will be restored. And then that perfect love, that's 1 John, by the way, chapter 1, verse 9. Chapter 4, verse 12 tells us this. That perfect love that you've got from God, you can carry that over to others. And you should. And then also, realize this as well. Perfect love brings unity and bonding together of people, of the saints. We're here together because of God's love for us. We're here together because of perfect love. And when I see you and I smile at you, somebody said to me today, said, "You're always smiling." I said, "I'm always smiling because I love being around you." And that's the truth. That perfect love grows. We are bonded together by God through Jesus Christ. Our perfect love has been given to us.
This puts us in this position in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Just like I said earlier,
I do not fear the wrath of punishment from God. Why?
Because I have confidence. I have confidence in that perfect love.
And when that love has been perfected in all of us, then you too can have that same confidence. Again, we talked about faith this morning, and Tim asked the question, said, who would like to describe that or define that? And I raised my hand and they came down and I said, knowing. I know that my Redeemer lives. I know without a doubt that God exists. I know there's a place for me in heaven. And therefore I can walk with my head held high with confidence that knowing that through the grace of God, through His perfect love for us, we're going to be with Him in eternity.
My question for you this morning is this. Have you obtained your perfect love yet?
Are you there? Or are you still looking? It starts with obedience.
It starts with the Word of God.
Let's sing these last two verses.
Verse 4 and 5 of
Amazing Grace. When we've
been there 10,000 years, Christ shining as the sun, we
for our prayers or a need for baptism, we want you to come. But we want you to come because we want you to have this perfect love. We want you to have the perfect grace that came from God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then we may have confidence that we have a place with Him in heaven. Come. As we stand in...